The Syracuse Housing Authority, the agency that oversees publicly subsidized housing in the city, is celebrating its 75th anniversary. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
The Syracuse Housing Authority has a waiting list 3,000 names long to get into public housing, and the federal dollars coming to SHA is significantly less than it used to be. Still, SHA Executive Director Bill Simmons says the authority is doing more. He says they're moving in a unique direction toward a focus on home ownership.
But for those who are in public housing, we always look at it as a safety net and not a spider web. We're trying to make sure that public housing is always a cycle of success and not a cycle of poverty.
The authority completed a goal of building 50 new homes throughout the city. Despite the stereotypes and stigmas around public housing programs, Simmons says the agency is running more like a business than it used to.
You always try to emphasize the self-sufficiency and the opportunity for a leg up in public housing.
The authority operates 15 housing developments in Syracuse. Half of its 3,000 tenants are elderly or disabled. Simmons says maintaining properties is a challenge with only a quarter of the federal money at once received. And Simmons says when the economy is poor, public housing is often the best option for low-income families, and that creates a glut in the system. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.